Kelly's Kitchen isn't all about food all the time. We've talked about great craft breweries in Tampa Bay, and, well, we've got to celebrate that somehow, and that would be with Craft Beer Day, which is coming up on the 15th. Donnie Gallagher, the co-founder of the Brewmasters Club, and Matt Abdoni, the senior craft brand manager for J.J. Taylor's, joining me. Both of you, thank you so much. And, Donnie, let's start off. Why limit this to just one day?
Well, I'm not sure. There is a whole week here in Tampa that's dedicated to craft beer, but this day is particularly special just because of what happened on that same day in 1897.
Do you think most people realize we go back that far with the craft brew industry here in the Bay Area?
You know, not initially. It was pretty unusual. People really, every time I tell somebody about this event, they would say, huh, you know, you get the same kind of response.
Well, we'll take the entire craft beer week, and I've always been impressed with the Bay Area when it comes to the craft brew scene. We started with, well, I think everybody knows Cigar City Brewing. You really go back there for the start of this whole craft brewing industry blowing up, but there's more than that. What would you estimate, Donnie, as far as craft breweries here in the Bay Area? How many are we talking about?
You know, there's probably too many that I wouldn't know, but I know that Matt probably knows, considering he's a little bit more tied into the industry.
Yeah, last count, it looks like just here in the Bay Area, and I mean, I consider the greater Tampa Bay Area down through Sarasota, Manatee County. It looks like there are about 46 breweries active and open, but that changes every day.
You know, it really does. And I have to say, it seemed at one time that we really had a glut of craft breweries, and I started to see a few close. Are we getting to the point where the market is saturated and only the strong are going to survive here?
And, you know, there's something that we talk about when we actually talk about the ceremony. You know, we've hit a point now where there's 5,000 brewers in the United States.
Whoa.
I mean, that is it's the highest number that's ever been in the nation. And correct me if I'm wrong, Matt, but people talk about the bubble all the time. Mm-hmm. It's presenting challenges, as it would with any business, of
sure.
course, but it's presenting those challenges to passionate, you know, excellent brewers that are really challenging themselves to make a better, more creative product. I mean, that's what I'm seeing out of it. And Matt, I don't know if you've got any other insight that kind of speaks to the bubble, if you will.
Yeah, I don't really prefer the term bubble because the bubble would kind of indicate that, you know, that there were no more consumers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of odd considering, you know, Florida's craft beer scene. Craft beer only accounts for about 5 to 6% of total beer sold in Florida. So if you look at that, we've got, you know, 94-95% of the consumers to still, you know, inaugurate into the category.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as long as breweries are opening to the right scale, meaning the right size production,
mm-hmm.
It could go on forever. I mean, you could have a local coffee roaster or bakery on, you know, every little suburban corner as long as the consumers are using it.
Well, I think we do have coffee stores open on every single corner, but that's a whole nother show right there. Well, let's talk about the Florida Craft Beer Day ceremony that's taking place. Thank you for my invitation, by the way. And this is a big deal because you've got a proclamation from Mayor Bob, who is known to like his beer, that's going to be helping you out, isn't he?
Yeah, no, he's great. He's always been a big supporter. This is the second year that we've done it. I believe, Matt, you were at the first year as well.
Yes.
The mayor is just a cool guy, and he really is supportive. And the reason that it was so significant to come from the mayor himself to get that paper on his desk that was signed is that it really does, from the mayor's perspective, speak to the economic benefit of craft beer and what it's brought. And that was essentially what we started this for, what we started awareness for this event, was just to let people know that craft beer is more than just a bunch of friends going out, you know, and having some beers on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
It brings jobs, it brings money, it brings diversity, it brings travel, it brings tourism, it brings so much more than just, you know, some delicious tasting beer.
It really does. Now, the Craft Beer Day ceremony on February 15th, is that invitation only, Donnie?
It is, yeah. Unfortunately, not unfortunately, I mean, it's a fantastic opportunity that we're actually able to host this event in the original building that the original Florida Brewing Co. actually opened in 1897. We're standing in the lobby amongst these hallways and these vats and these big barn doors that actually have still etched on them for the Brewing Company, been there for over 100 years now. I mean, it's a fantastic opportunity to be there, but unfortunately, we only have enough space for so many people. so it really is quite limited, at least this year. Now, we might expand, you know, as things go on. J.J. Taylor's been a great partner, and they've really just helped us kind of grow this event into a larger, more impressive monster than it was. So, you know, the sky's the limit. We're really not sure.
Well, Matt, being the senior craft brand manager at J.J. Taylor, what do you think about the growth of the industry here? And how do you, with J.J. Taylor, how do you work with all of these local breweries?
Well, I can say this is my 15th year in the craft beer category. I've worked in craft since I got into the beer business. And when I started, and I believe it was 2003, it was basically just Dunedin Brewery, and you had some breweries that have closed.
Yeah.
They're no longer with us. And Tampa Bay Brewing Company, and there might have been a smattering of other Sarasota brewing. And so it's just, it's unbelievable. I never actually really thought it would get to this size so quickly. And you had noted it before. I think it was Cigar City that opened 8 years ago that proved that, craft beer, local craft beer, is a real industry and business. And after that, I mean, that's when it just really popped.
It really does. I think we have a very impressive reputation nationwide, if not worldwide, with our craft beer scene here in Tampa Bay. So, Donnie and Matt, or Donnie, if you want to answer this one first, for Craft Beer Week, what sort of things are going to be going on?
So the week is later on in the year, and actually probably Matt has more information on that.
Okay,
it's
Matt.
Actually a different organization that we do.
Cool. Well, you know, we don't mind drawing out the party. That's okay. Matt, when is that going to be, the Craft Beer Week?
Oh, so we have American Craft Beer Week. I believe that's in, I don't have the date right in front of me.
Okay.
In May, I believe, mid-May. And we have Tampa Bay Beer Week to just celebrate, you know, what is beer in Tampa Bay that starts in the first weekend in March.
Okay, well, there's no problem having a little more time to celebrate. And Donnie, if someone wants to know more about the Brewmasters Club, how do they get involved with that, or who can they talk to about it?
So what we do is we basically support craft beer, if you can't tell by the
here.
We do all we can. We'll go to parties and we'll have events and things like that. We support a lot of the local brew fest by supplying staff and pours and some organizational help, whatever we can really do. You can visit us online at brewmasters.club. Check out events like this that we do all the time. That's the best place to find us.
Is the Brewmasters good for someone to get into who's merely, just really enjoys a good craft beer? Or is it better for someone that wants to get into the industry?
So what we do, again, we're here to support those breweries. So by joining our newsletter, you kind of stay up to date. You can follow us on social media. We have a podcast where we talk about craft beer and we talk about, fun things that are going on in the area. So really, if you just want to kind of be tuned into stuff like this, that's a good way to do it. Just stick around with us and try to share the news and stay tuned on, what you happen to find interesting if you like craft beer.
Sounds good. And for Matt, for more information on J.J. Taylor, where should they go?
JJTaylor.com, and then you can click on Florida, or if you live in Minnesota, click there also.
All right. Well, I'll virtually toast you both on that day since I can't be there in person.
7 o'clock is a virtual toast, and like we're telling people to get involved, if you go to the website, FloridaCraftBeerDay.com, it says it on there. Sit in your couch. This is how you can support. Sit on your couch, raise a glass at 7 o'clock, and just cheers to Florida Craft Beer. Or you can always use the hashtag FLCBD2017, Florida Craft Beer Day 2017, and actually get featured on our website.